Gospel Contemplation for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Meditation Impromptu 1 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. And don't forget to review your prayer afterwards. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of openness to God's generosity. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go to my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." If you were a day laborer, what work would you do? Would you work in the fields, in construction, sewing, temporary office work, landscaping, a driver or a waiter? If you are not currently in that situation, imagine that you are, or remember when you were. What is it like for you to hope every day for a job, to make some money to support yourself and perhaps your family? Imagine going to the place where you wait for work, a parking lot, a temp agency office, or maybe just sitting by your phone, waiting for an employer to call. Imagine a day when you are up early and ready to go, and it's your lucky day. An employer calls and she needs someone with your skill set, and you're off to work at 9 a.m. Imagine yourself there, working. And throughout the day, more workers come in to help complete the work by 5 p.m. It's a long day, and when 5 o'clock comes, you're tired. All of you workers line up to get your checks. The first ones in line are the folks who arrived later in the day, and they start celebrating because their checks are larger than usual. In fact, they reflect a full day's work. You wonder what this means for your paycheck. After you're handed your check, take a peek inside the envelope, and it looks like you got the normal amount for 8 hours as well. How do you respond? Is it easy or difficult to accept the employer's generosity? Now imagine a different day, waiting all day for an employer to call. You've given up. No one will need anyone this late in the day. And then an employer calls. He needs help just to finish out the day. What is it like to get that call and go to do the work? The day ends not too long after you arrive. And much to your surprise, the employer pays you for a full 8 hours, even though you worked only one. How do you respond? Is it easy or difficult to accept his generosity? Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like the employer who is surprisingly generous, and like the workers who do not earn God's generosity, but receive it freely. Pay attention to what feelings Jesus' parable and your imaginative exercise prompt in you. What does it mean that you feel the way you do? Talk with Jesus about all of this, sharing your thoughts and feelings with him, and listen to what he has to say in response, remembering that he wants to be generous with you. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.